You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Playing in a club at home at 4 o'clock at night and you're wasted, and then I put on some Harold Budd. And I just went into this state of mind where I could sleep. And I still listen to it, actually.
I like Harold Budd's music a lot. He's pretty, but there's just a certain quality to it which it isn't schlock.
I had this image of a very strange, big Paul Bunyan guy who played like feathers on the piano.
Norwegian trumpeter Niels Petter Molvær, classical composer John Adams, and U2 and Peter Gabriel producer Daniel Lanois. They're talking about the sound of Harold Budd, a pianist who makes music that is almost barely there. Born in 1936, Harold Budd has that laid-back demeanor of a golf pro. He started out as a jazz drummer in the 1950s. Then after a stint in the service, he went to college and started composing. A student of avant-garde jazz and Schoenberg-style serialism, Harold Budd revolted and began making what he rebelliously called pretty music.
I'll tell you, at the time, to use the word pretty music was a kind of political statement, because it was against the received wisdom of what avant-garde music was at the time, which was confrontational and purposefully ugly, is what I call it. I just wanted candy. You know, I wasn't expressing my inner being. I wasn't doing anything except just trying to make it as devastatingly pretty as I possibly could.
Although Harold Budd's music is usually based around the piano, he doesn't actually have one in his Los Angeles home.
The piano is aesthetically awful. It's an ugly thing. Form follows function perfectly, and it's just awful. I've learned how to play it, if that's what you want to call what I do, out of self-defense, really, because there was no way that I could adequately notate my intentions.
That may be because Harold Budd's music doesn't translate to just notes on a page. It's what's between the notes, the silences, the decays, his response to echoes and effects, that make his music so powerful. Brian Eno recalls how Budd's intuitive approach interacted with his own electronic treatments on their second album together, The Pearl.
It's actually a technique that I really learned from working with Harold Budd, funnily enough, because with him I used to set up quite complicated treatments, and then he would go out and play the piano, and you would hear him discovering as he played how to manipulate this treatment, how to make it ring and resonate, which notes work particularly well on it, which register of the piano.
The Plateau of Mirror and The Pearl remain signpost works of Harold Budd and prevented the musician from experiencing what would likely have been a shy and retiring career as an academic composer. Instead, he was simultaneously thrust into the worlds of contemporary classical music and art rock. He's collaborated with Andy Partridge of XTC, the late music auteur Hector Zazu, bassists Bill Laswell and Ja Wobble, and Cock Robin guitarist Clive Wright. Their first impressions of Harold Budd's music were probably similar to that of guitarist Robin Guthrie, who has been recording with Budd since the 1980s.
So it's really slow, isn't it?
Guthrie and Budd have gone on to record film scores and albums together, including the diptych After the Night Falls and Before the Day Breaks. From a metaphorical base. He's always written poetry and began recording it on his album By the Dawn's Early Light.
The advent of arrows foreshadows the dream, the serpent's shaft of tourmaline, the spark of grief for a life unseen. It's the spider's eye of tourmaline.
Even his titles are poetic. In 2009, sitting at a piano in a Los Angeles studio, Harold Budd opens up a small notebook.
I always have a notebook with me. I write down song titles the way that I sketch out poetry ideas or something like that. Yeah.
Often those titles create a psychological space that Budd inhabits in the music, like his composition, The Room of Forgotten Children.
The Room of Forgotten Children is, there was no such thing. In me, it triggers a certain sense of loss and a kind of poignance that in its way seems attractive, not unlike some of the black and white images in some of Jean Cocteau's films. They're very distant and somewhat unsettling, but a little bit wrong in a way. That's a nice idea.
A bout of depression in the mid-2000s led to Harold Budd's retirement, but that proved to be short-lived. As he approaches his 75th birthday, Harold Budd is still creating music of mood and melancholy, where less is sometimes more.
I'm not really a musician, or insofar as I am a musician, I'm not a well-rounded one. There are very few things I can do as a musician. The one thing that I can do is pretty much what I do. Now, to some people, that's terribly restrictive, I guess, but to me, it doesn't... God, I've only scratched the surface.
Harold Budd continues scratching the surface, one thoughtful water drop of a note at a time. He's the 20th icon of Echoes. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I'm John DiLiberto from Echoes. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.